All right, well, good morning again to everybody. And for those of you that don't know who we are, which isn't a whole lot this morning, it's my name's Adam. And as I was telling the kids, we were here a long time ago, and we had a just wonderful time here in the Fort Worth area, the Eagle Mountain area. And we love you all dearly, and we are so thankful for you and your support, your prayers, just everything you do, your emails, just your Facebook messages that have just kept us going, and then just gifts that you have given to help us out in the ministry that the Lord has called us to do. And so we just want to say thank you from the top of our hearts to you guys, and that we do love you all very much. And it is so nice. And that was one thing that Susie and I, because we've been getting in trouble from parents, like, you guys are speaking somewhere all the time. We're like, but it's friends, it's family. And it's so nice to go and be at places that we know the people and that we feel loved. And when we walk in, it's just like we've gone back in time a little bit. We just all aged some, and all of our kids have gotten a lot bigger. And but it is so great to be here. And we just give the Lord glory and honor. Thank you to Pastor David for having us. And so thankful it all worked out. And even with our crazy emails and coming and goings and everything else, the Lord is so good. And so we are just thankful to be here. I just wanted to share with you real fast the Word of God, just a quick challenge. And then after that, Susie's going to come up. She's going to join me. And we're going to share about what's been happening in Madagascar this morning. And hopefully we'll keep it in a good time-wise. And then Alan's already said there are questions. So as we're sharing, if there's a question that you maybe want to ask the girls, write it down and then give it to us. And then we'll get a chance to answer that during lunch. And that way maybe we can answer some of the many questions that you might have and help you understand better what's happening. But I think with the presentation, you'll be like, oh, it's all clear now. I doubt that because there's a lot of things that come on. But in your Bibles, if you want to open them, you can open them to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And I'm just going to kind of story this a little bit and let you see how we teach and preach right now in Madagascar. It's a little different. And so I would ask them to open their Bibles, but I'm not going to read out of it because I'm going to take it for granted that most of you are literate here, but we're going to pretend like you're illiterate. And so that's what it's going to be about. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And so there would be two or three that know how to read, and you can help keep me accountable. And if I share this story, and if I say something that is not according to God's word, I am a false prophet, and I do not deserve to come back to this place. Or you're welcome ever again. And so you keep me on track and make sure that I follow the word of God. And that's how I would introduce what I say to people. And so adds pressure to what you're teaching. But in this story, the word of God says this. It says, anyone who hears these words of mine, if you hear these words of mine and you obey them and you act upon them, they will be like a wise man, a sensible man, who built his house upon a rock. And when the storms came and the winds blew and there was a great flood, that house, it stood firm. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And when the winds came, and whenever the floods came, the house that was built in the sand came to a great devastating end. Now, this is a place here where Jesus is speaking. He's finishing up a great sermon. But he says this, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them. What a great kind of challenge for us in a new year. What a great challenge I have and Susie and the girls as we go out and we share. Are we going to act upon in obedience to what God has for our lives, or are we going to be foolish and act in disobedience? And that's the choice we have to make daily. Because I just want to tell you, it doesn't get any easier to want to go out and share the gospel. I'm a missionary, and that is my job. It's to go and evangelize and train up people. But I want to tell you, there are days that I'm like, I do not want to go. These roads hurt my back. They hurt my body. Lord, I just want to stay here. But he says, Adam, are you going to be a wise man or a foolish man? Susie, are you going to be a wise woman or a foolish woman? If you hear these words of mine, and you act upon them, and you obey them, And so for us this morning, we have an opportunity to let ourselves be seen as obedient men and women of God. That we hear the words of God. We have them. We have grown in church. I've seen some of you grow up. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to be wise and obey so that when the storms do come, because you're going to have a tough year, storms will come, trials will come, problems happen. Are you going to be seen as a wise person that has heard and obeyed and applied? Or is it going to devastate you? And so that is the story I have for us this morning.